I was living out at the beach in New Zealand, kind of relative isolation compared to what I've been doing for the previous 3 years touring my last record. All of a sudden I found myself out at the beach and freaking out basically, going, what am I doing? Is retreating a bad idea and am I missing out on everything?
In the end, it seems that beach isolation did its job for Liam Finn, because the result is a new album full of affecting songs called FOMO. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. So FOMO stands for Fear of Missing Out, a very unofficial malady that plagues social media users. But as far as missing out on music, Liam Finn does not suffer there. He grew up amongst New Zealand musical royalty as the son of Neil Finn and the nephew of Tim Finn. Liam followed in the family footsteps in 97 when at age 15 he co-founded the band Betcha Dupa. 10 years later, started his solo career with the debut I'll Be Lightning. On that album, Liam not only showcased his own gift for songwriting, but he played most of the instruments himself. But to make FOMO, he brought in a few other musicians, including his brother Elroy on drums. So when Liam and the band stopped by FUV to speak with host Alisa Ali, they started out by getting to the bottom of the album title.
I guess you should think about these things. When you name a record, you should
actually... You know you're going to be asked about it.
Yeah, you're going to be asked about it. But I guess it was a relevant title for me during making the record as much as it feels relevant just for the world today. I guess through Facebook and Twitter and social media, everyone's kind of bombarded with information and so aware of what they're missing out on all the time that it kind of creates this perpetual universal FOMO or something. Uh-huh. Anyway, it's a term that just got used amongst my friends and family and myself last year as I was kind of writing and recording this record. I guess that sort of fueled a lot of the atmosphere and the themes of the songs.
Read each other's minds, had to grow a thicker skin. See between the lines, reveal your darkest sin. Well, I knew I couldn't have you right from the very start, and that's why you see right through me, the boy who ate your heart. It wasn't now the time for me. No, I haven't got the answer, just a sense of urgency in a modern neurotic world.
So this record, very different from I'll Be Lightning, your solo debut, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd agree with that.
You know, the first record I felt like had a little bit of a singer-songwriter feel to it, which some people think is like a dirty word. Like, some people get offended by that term.
I'd go along with that. No, I mean, I think the idea of a singer-songwriter is being tarnished by some wussy guys.
James Blunt.
Yeah. But I think that record was written out of pretty big sort of change in my life, you know, like moving to England and having a pretty tough time in my band that I moved there with broke up, and my 4-year relationship broke up, and everything felt like, as they do, even though I was still I'm obviously a very fortunate person to be alive and healthy, but I was definitely, I think heartbreak does fuel a lot of music, or does creating, you know, and it is a great cathartic thing to do, to process stuff. And I guess that's why I didn't really have any interest in recreating I'll Be Lightning to make a second record, because I sort of feel like a different person now and needed to make something that felt just as truthful and bearing, but for who I am now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you feel like you're in a much better place now.
Yeah, I mean, in that sense, in the sense that I'm kind of like in love again, and this time for real, you know, she's the one.
Crushed with a roll of the eye, your dreams die slow in the arms of your comfort zone. We live in a little country, shapes and moans. I get to know almost everyone. Wander around in a valley of sound to the mouth of the river. Your father's an affable guy, he shakes and holds his stay as long as anyone.
That was Roll of the Eye and Neurotic World, live music from Liam Finn. His most recent album, FOMO, is out now. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.